know that. What they feel about diversity in South Pole, because sometimes you don't get really particularly genuine and honest ideas, because they are just thinking, should I say it, should I not? Because obviously you know that there is a lot of asylum seekers sent to live here, and they're dispersed here if they want or not. And I want to know that really thoughtful people, how they feel about this.
What about cost of ends and things like that? That's some asylum seekers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not racist or anything like that. It's just I don't agree with them when they come into the country and they get a free car, get a free house and all that, and we're with it, we get bugger off.
Get houses given them, cars. There was one time, and yeah, it was really annoying me. There was a special queue for them to get served. We got, I think that's bang out of order, you know.
Yeah, but they get a free house and all that. They get the whole house kid out of them.
Some of the young ones do come over just to stay over in England sometimes. The families are probably alright, but I don't know about the younger ones.
Well, there's a couple of them in the face of me. They're from, what was it called? Prague. And they're always coming to our house now and again, asking us to work old farms and that. Sometimes it gets me nervous, so you can hardly talk to them. But I think the problem with them is that you need to really let them in English before they come in the country, because they probably have problems with filling farms and applying for jobs and. Like car insurance, because that's all we see the fill farms in for him for. He's not got a clue what he's doing, or just things like that, really. You know.
Do you know why they come here?
Why they come here? Yeah. Well, what was it said? Racists over there or something, so they come over here. Probably get more over here than anything else.
Yeah, they should be here. It's proper sweat.
Need to get all of them, need tooting.